Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel reading for today, the fourth Sunday in Advent, comes toward the very beginning of the gospel according to St. John. And this is the gospel account where Jesus makes seven statements in which he says, "I am." They are well known and they are beloved. Many of them, or at least several of them, come readily to mind. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. And there are others. But these statements of our Lord Jesus Christ, they tell us who he is. In saying them, he is showing us who he is, that he is in fact God in the flesh, and also what kind of God he is, what kind of Savior he is, that he is the one who not only gives us life, but sustains us in that life, and provides for us in that life, and guides us in that life. So the great I am statements of our Lord Jesus Christ certainly are statements that we know and need to come back to again and again in our lives. But before the great I am statements of our Lord Jesus Christ, there were some I am not statements, and they were emphatic statements, but not from Jesus Christ, but from the one who came before him, the one who prepared his way, John the Baptist. I am not the Messiah. I am not Elijah, and I am not the prophet. You see, when John the Baptist was carrying out his ministry, the religious leaders out in the desert, the religious leaders in Jerusalem, took notice. All these people going out into the wilderness to listen to John, his preaching, his teaching, and something else, baptizing. Why in the world was John preaching and baptizing? What kind of authority did he have to do these things? And so the religious leaders sent people to go out to John to interrogate him. Who are you? Why are you doing these things? Are you the Messiah? I am not the Messiah. John knew who he was, which meant also that he knew who he was not. Well, if you are not the Messiah, then are you Elijah, the one who is promised to come before the Messiah? I am not Elijah who is to come. Well, then are you the prophet, the one that we heard prophesied in our Old Testament reading for this morning, the one that God would raise up to be greater than the greatest prophet, Moses, one who would in fact be him, his very own son? No, I am not the prophet either. Okay, well, if you are not the Messiah, and you are not Elijah, and you are not the prophet, then who are you? Why are you baptizing? Now, it's interesting because, in fact, John was actually the second one. He was actually the Elijah who was to come. John did not think about himself in this way, but he did think of himself in the way that was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 40, which was our Old Testament reading from last Sunday. The one who would make way in the wilderness, prepare a straight path. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. In fact, this one who was John, and John rightly understood that about himself, was also the very same one that we heard prophesied of in the second Sunday in Advent in the Old Testament reading from Malachi, that Elijah would come again, that he would be the one to prepare the way of the Lord. Well, John was not about to state that about himself, but he did see himself as the one making straight the way of the Lord, making this path straight. So what is this way? What is the way that needs to be prepared before the Messiah comes, before God sends his Savior into the world? Or I should say, well, he sent him at Christmas, at his birth, but before he comes on the scene and carries out his ministry, it is the way of repentance. And that is one thing that we have been emphasizing in this season of Advent. But we need to emphasize it all the time, each day of our lives, our entire lives. Make straight. That is, repent. Put away your sin. Stop with all of your excuses. Stop your rationalizing of those things that you do that you think, well, they're not really sins, or if they are, they're not really that bad. Stop, repent, and believe in Jesus Christ. John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord to come, and this is how he did it. He preached repentance. This is what we need to do our whole lives. So John understood who he was, which meant he also understood who he was not. He was not the Messiah. He was not the Elijah. He was not the prophet. He was simply one who was crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." And the other way that he did that was by actually pointing to him in response to the religious leader's question, "Well, then who are you? Why are you baptizing?" He said, "I baptize with water. There is one who stands among you that you don't know. I am not worthy even to stoop down and untie his sandal straps." This is the one that John was pointing to, the one who would come after him, but in fact, who was before him, because he is the great I Am. He has always been, and he is, and he will always be. The way that he came after John the Baptist was in the way that he entered into his ministry. John the Baptist prepared the way for him, and then Jesus came after him. But he is the great I Am, the one who has always been. And so when you and I see who he is, then we can also see who we are. And in the same way that John the Baptist understood who he was by knowing who he was not, we can also see that though we would like to think of ourselves as self-sufficient, we aren't really. Our life itself has come only by God's action of creation. And in fact, our life is sustained, isn't it? By the Good Shepherd. I Am the Good Shepherd who provides for us, who protects us, and the bread of life who sustains us with himself. He is the door and he is the way. Though we would like to think of ourselves as good people and would like to think of all the good things that we have done, they count for nothing when it comes to salvation. The only way we can enter into eternal life is through Jesus Christ, the one who said, "I am the door, I am the way." And whereas we would like to rationalize our sins away, he who is the truth puts away all of our falsehood, all of our lies about that we think of ourselves. And he says, "I am the truth." When John the Baptist pointed to the one who is the great I Am, he was pointing to the one who is in fact God in the flesh. All the more remarkable then that he is the one who died. He suffered on the cross, giving over his life into death. You see, John the Baptist knew who he was not. There was no one who could suffer in this way, who in his death could take upon himself the sin of the world. And so he did not speak of himself, but rather as the one who came after him, the great I am, the one who was born of the Virgin Mary and yet begotten of the Father before all worlds, very God of very God. This is the one who suffered on the cross, the great I am, whose life came to an end on that cross. And yet even then, though his breath gave away and his blood stopped pumping, he was still very much alive, because even though he was buried and in the tomb, he descended into hell. He was alive in the spirit, as the scriptures speak, and proclaimed his victory in hell to Satan. It has all been accomplished. And so his resurrection, where he physically, in his body, came alive once again, that is simply a stamp upon the fact that Jesus Christ is forever the I am. And because he is so, we see that even as he has given us life in the first place, he has also given us new life in baptism, where we now live eternally with him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.